This podcast,
you can stop recording now. This podcast,
pee.
Okay, well,
I gotta pee.
But stop recording first, and then go.
Okay,
pee.
I'm okay. Stopping. Right. Boom. Okay. It is officially stopped, and now I'm gonna pee because, oh Lord Jesus,
yes.
When you get older,
recording stopped.
Holds it. Recording stopped.
Trick away.
One go, moment, go please. Pee. I'll be back in a mo.
Okay, in a mo, in a homo. I feel like, I don't know, maybe I was suffering through time. What am I trying to say? I felt like the show was longer than it was, but it looks like we were only going for an hour and 30 or hour 38. So that's actually less time than Adam. It's driving me absolutely nuts looking at his video. Over his right shoulder is a robot. I don't know what the fuck it's there for. It's just a robot. It's just a robot sitting here. Let me take a pic. Let me take a screenshot. And then I think I can paste that screenshot. Yeah. All right. So I took a screenshot of my Zoom screen here. So that is Auntie Scott's image right above me there. And you can see right in the top left quadrant of his screen that it's a robot. What is that fucking robot? Why does he have a robot? He's returning now. I'm scared to ask him because I don't know that I want to know the answer to it. But
I'm back.
Hi. I have to go pee, but I did have a question about why the hell you have a robot over your right shoulder. But I have to pee, so I'll get the answer to. I'll take the answer on hold. I'll be right back.
You'll take the answer off the air. Hi, chat room. Are you going to hang around for this after show nonsense? Do you have any requests? Any deep questions that you're dying to ask Daniel or Auntie Scott? I had to pee so bad. You ever have to pee so bad that it hurts your area? You're in Palos Verdes? Now, isn't Palos Verdes where the peninsula is and all the money and fancy schmancy? Isn't that Palos Verdes? Isn't it overlooking Torrance? My husband's birthplace? Kathy Marshall is typing. That's a tract house overlooking. Well, shit, fuck pussy and a big goddamn girl overlooking the ocean. I'll take a tract house overlooking the ocean. You know what my view is? My view is my neighbor's pool. But I'm ching bomb. It's for sale. We're not looking to move, darling. We're happy in the hills of Woodland. Have you always been in Palos Verdes every time we've talked to one another? For some reason, I thought you were back east, Kathy Marshall. Okay, are you dual ownership? You have more than one place? Is that it? Nothing like having a long distance conversation. San Francisco is gorgeous.
I have a visitor. I'm sorry.
I smell pussy.
Yeah, Barley has seen right there. He's come back in.
Mm-hmm.
Barley likes to be in here, but then when I start doing podcasts, I get loud, and then that. Annoys him, so he leaves.
So same thing with Zach.
Yeah, all the men in my life.
They split, baby. We're out.
As soon as I start podcasting, they're like, I'm out. I don't want to hear that shit.
When one of the things that I've been doing, you're going back to your question about the robot.
Yes. Oh, yes, the robot, yes.
I'm really into the reorganization bug. I don't know what hit me. I've had to get exercise to exercise my knees, which have gone out on me in my old age. Yes, Drew, Kathy Drew is born in Torrance, born and raised in Torrance. It rains in Torrance? Yes, but it
doesn't only, rain it, everywhere? Isn't that like a vital part of life?
Well, no. Some of the places it doesn't rain at all. Yeah, so I'm completely and totally reorganizing everything, and I'm pulling shit out and moving it, throwing some away, keeping some. And this is a robot that I got many, many years ago for Christmas. Oh, it rains in torrents. T-O-R-R-E-N-T.
Oh, I get it. It's a homonym.
She was doing a play on words. She was playing with words, which is illegal in most parts of the nation.
Because she doesn't have friends, so she can't play words with friends. She just has to play with words.
So she plays with words as solo. What was that? Fuck. Anyway, I found this. I got this robot out, and I'm setting him up here because he's a wonderful robot, but I got to figure out where to put all this shit.
What does he do?
He does all kinds of fun stuff. He dances. He moves his hands. He picks things up. He walks. He's a nice robot.
How did he get upstairs?
Well, he walked up the stairs.
He just like climbed up each individual.
This was very taxing on me this whole evening.
Now you got the organization bug. Like, can I pay you to come here or I mean, I got shit that needs to be organized.
We'll talk about fees. Mm-hmm. Anything's possible. Mm-hmm. First class accommodations provided.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't mean at your house.
I was going to say that won't happen here.
No. No.
No. We'll back the rig up and, you guys.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have one of those community pool / basketball court / baseball field kind of a park near our house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For the whole subdivision here, and we'll just put our RV in the parking lot there. We'll run an extension cord down the road.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Cyclone left. He has to deal with his male chimp, whatever that means.
Oh, I have a male chimp. You know, Cyclone is also a member of the Screen Actors Guild. He could have gotten you a replacement card.
Is that interesting? Why is it that we're talking like Thurston Howell the Third?
I'm using a tincture, and you have to put the tincture under your tongue.
Oh, you're putting your tincture under your tongue.
Yeah, and you have to hold it there for at least a minute, right? Maybe now, even 90 seconds.
Heavens, love, easy, yeah.
I did.
Now, did you watch Gilligan's Island?
Not only did I watch Gilligan's Island, I fucking went to Yale. I worked there for.
Oh, heavens, love me. He is a Yale man.
I'm a Yaley man. I never even bought a Yale t-shirt the entire time that I worked there.
No, I didn't know that.
I mean, primarily because I didn't work for the university. I worked for Yale New Haven Health System, which is owned by, it's a nonprofit, but it's owned by the same, it's governed by a lot of the same people that govern the college. And since Yale's medical needs a hospital to train their doctors, and it's the Yale New Haven Health. So we were very incestuous with the college, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't officially work for the college. I worked for the health system.
How do you think we did?
I feel like it went okay. I was thinking that we had gone long, but then when I looked over to hit stop record,
it only seemed a really
yeah, it was
long
like an hour
time.
And 38 minutes. I was like, oh. Wait, well, what is the problem with sublingual drugs, Kathy Marshall? You can talk while she types. Go ahead. What were you going to say? Oh, you can't talk. I did. I talked like Thurston Howell the Third. Do you know the skipper's name?
Yes, Jonas Grumby.
They're very good. And who was the professor? What was the professor's name?
Hinckley. Professor Chet Hinckley?
No, Roy.
Chet? No, Roy Hinckley. Hinckley. Roy Hinckley.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. You've tried to start something three times now, and I've cut you off, so please, go ahead. Tell me what's
on your mind. It wasn't important because I can't remember from one word to the next what I'm saying. So it really doesn't matter. I was thinking about Gilligan's Island.
Where was it the other day? There was some meme that was happening where they were showing the minnow, like the boat that they used for the minnow. And I'm trying to think in what context. I just recently, like within the last week, saw the boat that they used to film, you know, in the harbor there, the boat that they used as the minnow in the opening sequence, not the,
and
I don't know what I don't know what context it is. I'm just saying that that's weird that I was just recently thinking about Gilligan's Island earlier this week because I saw the picture of
Kathy
the minnow.
Marshall would like to know if it was a hallucination.
It could have been, however,
yes,
comma, I think that it might have been some kind of meme dealing with the sub, the Titan sub, the imploded sub. Yeah, I think it had.
Boy, they got what they deserved, didn't they?
Karma.
Really, nothing like a squashed billionaire.
The most esoteric joke that I've seen about that is, does this mean in another 80 years, there's going to be another craft named Tit that goes down and looks at the wreckage and then implodes and then also sinks?
Yes. It's the picture of infinity, two mirrors together.
But yeah, what a...
The world without end, amen. It was quite the thing. And it was stupidity again. Everybody and their uncle who knew were in the know said, don't do this.
Yes.
That vessel is not qualified to do this. You're going to get in trouble doing that.
No, we're going to do it anyway.
But I think the most egregious thing to me isn't, you know, rich people gonna rich, right? They're gonna do stupid things. That's fine. That's the thing that galls me is that we spent millions of dollars in taxpayer money searching, you know, trying to rescue them.
Yep.
Who's gonna pay for that? Like, who foots the bill on that? Like, with these crazy people go out, they do things, they do them offshore so that they don't have to follow American safety regulations. And then at the first sign of trouble, they're like, but I'm an American. You need to come and save me, Navy. You need to come and save me, Coast Guard. It's like...
Read Artie's
apparently
comment.
The passengers were not friends to start with, but ended up quite chummy.
Can I tell an Artie Cruiser story?
I would
like to tell an RT
cruiser. Sure. You know what? The floor, sir, is yours. And
reasons why I love this man so much. The one time that I did attend a Pride 48 event, which was really an incredibly wonderful experience, all kidding aside, it was in Las Vegas, and RT was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to get back to the airport. And we didn't have a way back to the airport.
Yes.
And this man from Australia, who is not super familiar with the roads or the driving or the anything else, volunteered to take us back to the airport to make sure that we got there safely, so that we didn't have to deal with purchasing a cab or buying anything. And out of the goodness of his heart, took us there, schlepped us all the way there, and we had a wonderful time talking and laughing all the way there. But it was, he could have stayed at the function. And your little kitty is so cute there. He could have stayed at the function and had fun and did his thing.
Yeah.
But he instead got into a hot car and drove us to the airport.
I mean, it was fine. Joey Buhecker was on, so he didn't miss anything.
That's true. Yeah. Well, that goes without saying, but it was such a good, kind thing, and I never forgot how the kindness of it. That's why I love him so much. But he has turned into quite an asshole in his old age with some of the things that he says. But you love him anyway.
It's because he's Australian.
Yeah, he's Australian. Australians and Canadians are the sweetest people. I swear to God, they are just sweet, kind people.
Do the Canadians walk and masturbate like the Australians, or is that a uniquely Australian thing?
I think that's a uniquely Australian.
Does it have anything to do with the Coriolis effect? Like, is that why they walk and masturbate? Is like, does it work differently in the Southern Hemisphere? Is that what I'm to understand?
I think because there's a difference in the gravitational pull, and instead of pulling on the top part of your body, it pulls on the bottom part of your body, and for men, obviously, the blood is sucked to the, you know, and
right,
they just have to. Okay. And I think the country has kind of accepted it because there's actually rooms that aren't, there's no walls to the, it's just open glass.
Yeah.
And there are masturbation chambers.
Oh, the masturbatorium.
And they just sit in there. Yeah, the masturbatorium. And they just sit in there. Yeah. Good eye, mate. Put a shrimp on the barbie. It's Australian.
Yeah, it's not sad. They don't edge, they shelf.
They shelf, absolutely. They, whatever that means.
It was an Australian thing. You know,
okay.
You know, if you know, you know. It's too cold in Canada to whip your bits out.
At will. But it is
a
Commonwealth country thing. See? It's clear.
So the Brits do it too. Mm-hmm. Wank their wankers out.
They're willies.
They're willies. They're one-eyed mm-hmm. snake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, as it were, never shall be.
The we did this one. What is this one? 40th and 28th.
That's it was our 40th and Tom and Terry's 28th.
Oh, okay. Well, then mm-hmm. we've gone through all of your.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah, okay.
We did it. Okay. Now it's just winding down.
It's just winding down.
We're winding down.
Do you have any plans? You don't have any plans this weekend. You don't do things.
No, I'm shaking my head no for anybody that can't see. No, here's as you like are want to say, here's the deal, or here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Yeah, here's the thing.
Uh-huh. And the little guy just walked into the room behind me.
I see that, Howie.
We really aren't planning anything with him still with us because he's so old now, and we are living on borrowed time with him because he's 2 years past the breed's expiration date. He's been diagnosed with several things wrong with him, even though he's doing really well. He's up and around and he's okay. Mm-hmm. We just want to be with him every last second that we have. So we're not planning on anywhere that would be without him, going anywhere, no cruises, no vacations, no. We're just spending his last time with us together with him. So our big plans are if we do something, the three of us go in the car and then one of us goes in the store or one of us goes into and the other one stays in the car with him because he can't be in the car by himself. Shit like that. So my life wasn't really exciting too much even when there was flexibility. Maybe a once a year cruise, maybe something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the big plan. Oh. Yeah, and trying to walk without pain, that's fun. that's fun to try to move from one room to another without excruciating knee pain or back pain or emotional pain.
Now, we recently purchased a treadmill because of the heat.
The lady was. I need to see cash, and I need to see it counted. But I'm only going to tell you where if we meet in secret, because Deep Throat is there, and I'm sorry.
No, it's Republican. Republicans there.
There
has
to be at least a chaperone. Two chaperones.
They watch Fox News 24 hours a day, and every fucking story is about how there's murderers around every corner. Be scared, and oh my God, this country's going to hell. What was it? Adam's mom was super worried about him going to California, right? Because of all the homeless people that were going to attack him.
Yeah, that maraud the streets.
Which reminds me of the, the marauding gangs at Six Flags Mountain, Magic Mountain. But the, do you remember that?
Which? You know what? I'm sorry, Daniel, that I was reading RT's comment, but now I know what you were talking about. Yes.
Yes.
You have impacted me on that kind of thinking. You really have.
Oh, well, I'm honored.
Because it made me take a step back and think, aren't you thinking exactly the way the people think that you rail against, that you think are stupid idiots? Mm-hmm. I know that when you go, and it could be just the fact that it's a different management system, but I know that when you used to go to Magic Mountain, you would see stuff carved into the fake mountains, into the fake, on the ride, you'd see shit carved into it, which you'd never see at Disneyland. So the assumption there is that, that gangs go there. And then you hear the stories, of course, that are Fox News stories, but get all over the fucking AP.
Right.
So there is... Excuse me. There is a modicum of fact. I wish I were. There's a modicum of fact to there are areas that are dicier than others. It just is true. Downtown LA is not the same as downtown Woodland Hills. It isn't.
Right. No, I agree.
It's more dangerous, but it isn't like
my thought process was there could be gangs in that area, but they're not going to pay $112 to go into a theme park to get into a fight. So they'll fight in the parking lot for free. It's like, I feel the theme parks are safe.
Yeah. You just said it's like, but that's okay.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot going in my growing as a human being and in my mind expanding of trying not to live with the prejudices that I grew up with and not the obvious ones. The obvious ones I never grew up with. My parents believed that everybody, black people, Asian people, everybody were okay. Mm-hmm. That you judge them, as Martin Luther said, by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin or their nationality or whatever. Let me briefly just say this, RT. That picture you posted of, I don't know if it was your sister, but it definitely was your mother and or sister looking towards you at a restaurant, and you said something about they were considering what to eat. It looked like they were going to eat you. I didn't want to post it in the picture because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. But those are two scary faces looking at you, man. And what are they going to eat? It looks like they're coming to eat your face. But anyway, it's a very difficult thing to fight against what you've been inundated with your whole life. But I think that is our responsibility as people that want to be enlightened. We have to get past that bullshit that we grew up with. We have to get past the bullshit that we're being fed. We have to get past it and separate, really separate fact from fantasy and fact from manufactured fiction. And that's all that news is anymore, is manufactured fiction. Taking tiny bits of a story and then using it to promote what you're trying to promote, the beliefs you're trying to promote. It's awful.
I feel like there is something to be said for spirited debate on these things. And not necessarily disagreeing with things, but just talking about these things, right? That kind of helps reinforce these things of what you're saying, right? So, like, I'll give you an example. Zach and I talk about headlines all day long. That's our normal conversation. Did you read this? Did you see this? Did you hear this?
That caller doesn't like that.
That caller?
The caller.
Oh, yeah. It could be Big Fatty or not. We don't know. But they don't have to be political headlines. They can be headlines about Disney. We do that all. Did you see what Disney just announced, or did you see this? But my point is that when either one of us tells each other a headline, the first thing we do is start Googling about that thing, which then allows you to find the fake ones, right? Because it's like, wait, no, that's nobody else is saying this. This is only from one source, and that's it. It sounds silly, so it probably is. But I feel like when you don't have that, when you just accept everything that's being told to you as if you're watching, Fox News, and you're just sitting there accepting everything, you're just accepting that that is true. Right? There was a poll I read today that said something like 21% of Republicans would be more likely to vote for Trump if he was indicted. I mean, if he was actually found guilty. Yeah. And imprisoned. Like, they would be more likely to vote for him. And I'm like, is that really a significant, like, is that really a meaningful data point? We know that. It's like, there's nothing you're going to say to these people. There's no way to reach those people. There's no piece of logic you can offer them. There is no, they have to get there themselves. It's like a drug addict, right? They have to reach rock bottom. They have to want to come back from that level of crazy. And it's,
I don't understand. I truly don't. I don't understand how these people, these MAGAs, whatever they're called.
Yes.
I don't understand how they still can support this man.
Yeah.
I don't understand. They throw around cult. They throw around that concept that it's a cult. Yeah. It's a cult. Yeah. But you really have to be indoctrinated into a cult. You don't watch a TV show and then become a cult member.
Right. And you have to be actively get, in, And you also get some kind of benefit out of it, whether it's, you know, communal living or like, you know, or friendship or like some kind of bonding where you had none before. It's like, but what are they getting out of? He sits in Mar-a-Lago away from everyone. He never tries. He doesn't go out to his people. So what are they getting? You know, what need is this fulfilling for them to have this idol of this idiot? He's just a fucking idiot. It's
I don't understand it.
Most people know he's an idiot.
What are they gaining from supporting him? Now, are these people that we're seeing the videos of much less in reality? Is the left wing, the leftist, the left news putting more and more of these people, giving these more and more of these people platforms? Or are there that many people? Are there that many people that still... And, well, fuck, Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
As my husband says, what video has Trump got on Graham that Graham is doing this?
Yeah, I don't think it's Trump that has it. But yeah, come on, he's a closeted homosexual.
Who has it?
Yeah, somebody.
Who has it then?
I don't know. Somebody high
somebody, in... But somebody telling him to support Trump?
Yes.
I don't get it. I do not. I swear to God, it's one of the. I've lived my life.
Here's.
I've lived my life figuring things out.
Okay, so let me
have been right 90% of the time.
Okay, let me give you this hypothesis. Right, what if you were very rich and you knew a lot of other very rich people, and you're like, hey, I'd kind of like to keep things, you know, going in our favor here. All we have to do is just support several different candidates, right? And do some things. But one of the things that they loved about Trump was Trump made headlines every single day. They were all distractions from McConnell sitting in the Senate and approving judge after judge after judge after judge of conservative judge after conservative judge. It's like the Senate was confirming conservative judges the more confirmations than it ever made in their history during the Trump administration, because that's what McConnell was doing. That's why the Senate never brought any other bills to the floor or whatever. So who does that ultimately benefit? It benefits billionaires, right? It's like, so Trump is being, he gets his ego stroked, which is all he wants. So they're just basically using him to have other people in power do the things that benefit them. It's like, it's not that expensive to buy a congressman, unfortunately. It's like, for a multi-billion dollar company.
How are they keeping these maggot idiots? They're not billionaires.
Because
they don't want the status quo.
Because they are being fed a steady stream of what they want to hear. It's all right. Here, you know, it was explained this way. It's like, let's say that you really, really, really hate Jewish people, right? Like, this is just a thing. You think they're worthless. Like, that was how you brought up, and you're not allowed to say it because it's not polite to say that, right? That's not something that you can say. So you have to go around hiding the fact that you hate Jewish people because society doesn't tolerate that level of outright bigotry, right? So, it's almost in a way like being gay and not coming out, right? Is it like you're constantly monitoring what you're saying, and you know how that is. Like, before you come out, it is a huge mental stress. It is a huge thing to come out. And when you finally did come out, you more than likely had this period of euphoria where you just wanted to, you know, just you'd walk up to strangers on the street. Hey, guess what? I'm gay. You know, it's just like you were very, it was an endorphin rush. Like like a weight had been lifted. You hear that expression all the time. Now imagine the flip side of that. You're this bigoted person. You hold this unpopular bigoted belief, but it is at the core of your being. And now someone is in power who's allowing you to say things out loud that you were not allowed to say before. That is the level of euphoria. And just like gay people feel connected to the gay community, even though there's weirdos in there and perverts in there, whatever, it is that same level of, this is an intense euphoric moment that I'm allowed to express something that I've been repressing forever. And because of that, I've bonded with, you know, the liberator that made it possible. Does that make any sense? I feel like the same thing happens really when a singer stands up on stage, a Christian singer stands up on stage and moves you emotionally with their music, and then at the end of it says, "Now, if you are having problems in your life, I want you to come up to the stage now and give your life to Jesus." And you're just like, it's that whole, you know, that's, it's the same thing. It's all feeding on that same, dopamine reward kind of a thing there. That's my belief.
I think that you're right. I think that that's a very, very interesting theory. Oh, I forgot to take my other pills.
Oh, shit.
See what happens? Son of a bitch.
What are you going to eat during your period tonight? Your non-fasting thing?
Meatball sandwiches.
Meatballs. Now, is it, all right, so meatball sandwich, you can just nod because you're, he's doing the bird thing where he like puts the, and yeah, then he has to tilt it. Hey, did you, don't let me lose my place here. What was I about to, the meatball sub. I want to ask you about the meatball sub, so remind me of that. But before I forget, one of the things when we were talking about patriotism the other day, one of the things that, a stupid trivial fact that I had forgotten, let's see. So I'm looking for something here on YouTube. A bald eagle is when we were talking about patriotism in email. I was talking about some patriotic stuff and everything, and it got me to thinking about this stupid trivial fact that I heard before, that when you see those ultra patriotic things with the bald eagle coming in and it goes it does that what we all associate as an eagle call. Well, as it turns out, eagles don't make that sound. That's actually a red-tailed hawk that makes that sound. But eagles make a absolutely stupid sound.
Of course.
And here it is on YouTube, the call of a bald eagle. So this is a bald eagle call. It's quite loud, so I'll tell you right there.
Yep. I heard him in person in Alaska.
Yep. That is a bald eagle sound. Not that majestic.
That's a gay patriot.
It's like those seagulls in Finding Nemo. Mine. But anyway, I want to know about this meatball sub. Is it meatball sub with marinara? No, you said meatball sandwich. Is it going to be in a hoagie or is it going to be open face?
In a hoagie.
And will it have marinara sauce? A tomato sauce?
Yeah. And provolone cheese.
Oh, and provolone cheese. Now, mm-hmm. Will it have the absolute best ingredient, mustard?
Not for an Italian sandwich.
Yes.
That a normal person without mental retardation.
So good with yellow mustard. Just like just regular French's yellow mustard. You put it on the sandwich. Oh my God. It takes it from really good to...
I like soy sauce in my cottage cheese. Like crazy. So.
I mean, yeah, try a bite with a little bit of yellow mustard. I'm telling you, it brings out something in the meatball sub.
I'll try it.
So that's your big, is that a splurge?
No. No, are you kidding? Does this person look like he diets?
Oh, wait, no, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do this. No, I guess you don't splurge. This isn't like a cheat day. This is a every day I eat only between this time and this time.
I have a four hour window.
So for 20 hours of the day, you do not eat.
Correct.
Now,
but the reason that I'm not losing weight is because I do not restrict myself at all in that 4 hours. If I want a bag of potato chips, and I'm not talking about the little kind, mm-hmm. but if I want a bag of barbecue potato chips, I'll eat a bag of barbecue potato chips. So I'm not going to lose weight that way. If I were doing a 4 hour, a 20 off, 4 on, and somewhat watching the calorie intake that I was taking in those 4 hours, I would lose weight. But I'm not looking to do that.
So
I'm denying enough shit in my old age. I don't need to deny food.
Okay, so now that leads to the question, then why are you doing it? But what is the
it's
point?
Very, it's very, very good for your organs. It's very good for your pancreas to not have to produce insulin for 20 hours. It's very good for your spleen. It's very good for your liver. It's very good for everything that has to do with processing nutrients in your food and everything else. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to work for 20 hours. It can relax. It can sit back. And it's been shown through studies that it reduces insulin resistance, which we all get insulin resistant as we eat and age. Oh,
it's good for your organs.
It's good for your organs.
I was trying to get the organ up.
You should have actually, but you need to do the Haunted Mansion theme with the organ if you're going to do the organ.
Yeah,
very nice.
Actually, that's probably more of a pipe organ.
Yeah, you have to do it. And the version, you have to do it in the version that he does it in the dance hall. Bum da 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 dum da 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 dum da 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 dun dun. I have one organ that gets way too much rest. Bless your heart, sweetie. That happens as we get older.
What happened? Oh, yeah, it's one organ that gets way too much rest.
That gets way too much rest.
I don't get it.
It's okay. When you're older, we'll tell you.
Oh, okay. That's one of those things that I'll find out later on. Yeah. Maybe I'll avoid it because I do the Kegels, you know.
I doubt it. I doubt it. You can exercise your ass off and you'll still get a limp dick as you get older. Whether you like it or not, it happens. I'm sorry, Kathy Marshall. Do ladies get limp clitori as they get older?
That is
I'm asking Kathy.
Well, I assumed. I was...
We'll never assume because it makes an ass out of you and me.
Now, you said earlier that you wish you were smoking, but you live in California, which has recreational marijuana. So why don't you?
I meant cigarettes.
Oh. Well, I'm not smoking. I'm vaping. I'm vaping.
I know you're vaping. Marijuana. Yeah. They get less interested. The clitori get less interested.
I'm sorry. She's just not into you tonight.
Yeah, really? She's keeping to herself.
She needs a moment. She needs some her time.
I stopped smoking 36 years ago, and I still miss it. I don't crave it like you do, but I still miss smoking. It was a wonderful thing.
I would agree. I smoked from the time I was 18 until probably 40. So 20.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, of course I knew that. You were a smoker?
Yeah, I smoked during Pride 48. But Robert was a smoker too. It wasn't until we moved to Connecticut that we stopped smoking.
I forgot that about you, dear.
But so I guess it was older than 40 something. But yeah, I smoked too long, basically. But yes, occasionally I'll go, out to a bar or something and I'll smell cigarette smoke and I'll be like, that smells good.
There's only one B in habit, Archie, unless you put an O instead of the A and then it's a filthy hobbit.
Filthy hobbit. Mm-hmm. With your hair on your foot.
Bilbo with his baggins.
Bilbo from the Leonard Nimoy song. He's a furry little hobbit in a... Harry Little Old.
Bag. Those idiots. All those morons who thought that they could sing. That's something I didn't understand at all. There it is.
Fuzzy little hobbit.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo.
Bilbo.
Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall.
Now, you have to look up Joe Pesci, take your love and shove it up your big fat ass. There you go.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're true. I've got all the yelling and the fights that we had. It won't be 'cause of
most of this is just money laundering stuff. They're just like, all right, we need to launder a bunch of money here. Why don't you put out an album and we're going to buy them all? And, you know.
Well, that's definitely with Shatner's and with Nimoy's. And there, so many, like Patty Duke. Patty Duke fucking put out an album. All these people that, hey, you're a movie, you're a TV star. Let's put a fucking music album.
But what
out.
Did her cousin do?
She's identical.
Identical cousin. And they'll find.
Uh-huh.
I feel like there's some stupid reason why there are lyrics to the Star Trek song. And it has something to do with the way that royalties are paid. Like the lyricist is paid as well as the composer of the song. So Gene Roddenberry wrote the lyrics to the Star Trek theme, even though they were never sung. And that meant he got a piece of the royalty from the song. This is what I heard. I don't know that this is true.
I don't know either. Have you heard Nichelle Nichols sing?
I have, yes.
Yes,
I
have. It's very lovely. It's another one who shouldn't have been singing. God, I just don't understand. But, you know, there's a lot of shit I don't understand.
There's a lot of stuff on YouTube I don't understand. I was going to say, I'm fascinated on YouTube by the people who just react. Like they have no content of their own other than to watch other people's content and react to it.
I used to watch much more than I do the reaction channels because I didn't want to give money to the people they were reacting to because I found them so repugnant. Yeah. So when you watch the reaction channel, you can still see the original material, the original content.
I mean,
I follow super morbidly obese people.
Yeah, I know. You follow
Hungry Fat Chick. It's just astounding. And she's now on a weight loss journey. Carnivore.
Oh,
she's gonna do carnivore.
Oh, what is?
So it's gonna be,
what does that mean? Like, oh, so keto. She's gonna.
Yeah. Well, the carnivore is more severe than keto.
Oh yeah. So keto is primarily fat.
Right.
You want to get most.
Carnivore is nothing but nothing meat. Like a carnivore meat.
Yeah. Is it, we
they
eat,
do allow eggs.
Yeah. We eat way more vegetables than we do meat on our keto diet. So that's just a thing.
Vegetables have a lot of carbs. You know that, don't you?
Vegetable. So here's the thing about carbs. Fiber is a carb, but it's not digestible. So you're able to subtract the fiber. So a lot of vegetables are very fibrous, which means that even though it says it has like six carbs, it only has like two.
Yeah, my sister has been doing a strict, yes. I mean, non-wavering keto diet for probably 10, 11, maybe 12 years now.
Yeah.
So I know all of the stuff about it. I know about net carbs and this carb and that carb and what's good and what's not good. I know that stuff. And if it works for you, that's what matters.
Oh, yeah, no. I wasn't advocating the diet. I'm just saying that carnivore,
Advocating the diet. Look up carnivore.
I'm looking it up. Okay. Carnivore.
And you'll be able to see what the difference is.
Carnivore diet. All right, let's see. What is the carnival diet?
Carnival.
First of all, you want to start with the corn dogs. You want to get them out of the way earlier because they help lube up the esophagus. Then you want to go for anything fried on a stick. As long as it's on a stick, don't matter if it's a Snickers, deep fried Snickers on a stick, a pork chop on a stick, could be the hand battered onion dipped on a stick. It's like cheese on a stick. Oreos on a stick.
On a stick.
Sticks on a stick. Anyway, you want to eat that. Then what you want to do last is your dessert courses, because as you know, even though you're full, you can always have dessert. And cake pops on a stick.
On a stick.
All right, let's see. So it's a high protein diet. Focuses on meat, just meat. While some research backs up the benefit of more blah, blah, blah. What can you eat? On a carnivore diet, you can eat red meat, poultry, fish, and eggs. The diet excludes all produce, all grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds. And dairy is sometimes allowed. So it's like the Y of the vowel there.
Yep.
There's this little queen on TikTok. I wish I knew his name. Maybe somebody in the chat room knows his name. But he does improv, but they're really esoteric improvs. And it's always like a reaction thing. So the one that I'm thinking of right now is he did do the day that Y found out that it was a sometime vowel. And so he's like walking back and forth. And he's like, yeah, hey, yeah, I'm running late. I'm going to be there in just a minute. I'm going to, what do you mean? Wait, you guys are already there? What do you mean? Wait, well, what rehearsal was that? Like a vowel, but I'm a vowel. And it's like, so why am I, No, but I, onwards. I just, that was the sometimes. Dairy is the sometimes why in the carnivore diet.
No, I don't know who that is.
You don't know who what is?
The person you were imitating.
Oh, no, it's some twink on TikTok. I'm just thinking maybe somebody in the chat room would know. I know you don't post TikTok. You don't watch TikTok?
No. Don't know.
You should.
I don't know from Instagram. I don't know from TikTok. I don't know from Twitch. I don't know from Snapchat. I don't know from anything but this. I know Twitter, and you especially love Twitter.
I
know Facebook.
Yep.
Especially love Facebook. Uh-huh. And I know YouTube. That's it. That's my three. And I do three like this, not because of American Sign Language, but because my arthritis is so bad that I can't do three like that. Because it hurts too bad.
Whatever happened to Periscope?
So I do three like that.
Periscope was bought out by Twitter, and they basically killed it. There was some talk about Elon wanting to bring it back, but he's too busy suing Meta right now. You stole our idea. We lost all.
Hey, Southern too. Everybody's tired. You sold our idea. I'm getting hungry, Daniel.
No, I'm getting
hungry. I know. I told you. I said I'll stay.
I'll stay here for six hours.
Stay all night.
It'll be like the Jerry Lewis fucking telethon here.
Wait until Gene Scott comes on.
We'll just keep going. We'll get until that tote board hits some stupid number. You still like to watch those things?
Oh, I loved the Jerry Lewis telethon. I absolutely lived for it.
I do remember watching it quite a bit. I had this really weird thing about infomercials and like telethons and stuff because they don't have commercials. And I hate commercials because...
So you watch an infomercial.
So I watch an infomercial because there's no commercial.
Uh-huh.
But the commercials that they do have, which are just ads, are about the thing that you're learning about. So it just kind of reinforces that learning. They're brilliant. Imagine this. Like, what was your, like, I Love Lucy. Let's say that you love I Love Lucy, but the only way you could watch it would be like on, we're in this world. The only way that you could watch it is on TV that had commercial breaks. So you're watching, you know, I Love Lucy, and then, you know, gets to the good part, and then it's like, I'm Bobby Billy, and I'm trying to, you know, tape this soap down, and you know, this, whatever, this hole in this boat, whatever the loudmouth dude is, right?
Yes.
It takes you out of it. Now, think about this.
Billy somebody. Right. It was Billy somebody.
Yeah, Billy Bass? I don't know.
Billy Bass is the singing fish.
What did you say? Mays. I'm Billy hearing Mays, from the other room. It. Billy Mays.
Yes, Billy Mays.
All right. So imagine that you now imagine you're watching I Love Lucy. Same scenario. You have to watch it with commercials, but the commercials are about the show that you're watching. So you're just like,
who could ask for anything more?
The commercial literally would be like, remember back 35 seconds ago when she said this? Wasn't that great? And didn't you love it at the beginning of the show when she tripped over and then opened the door and she didn't know what was there? Well, you just keep watching because you're going to find those things out, right? Now, see? So it doesn't take you out of the moment. So you zone into an infomercial and you just float with it, man. And then, you know, when the commercial does hit, it's really just kind of reinforced. It's just giving you cliff notes of what you have already like known. So it's just like, and I love it. This is why I love religious programming, because there's no commercials. I love infomercials because there's no commercials.
Yeah, infomercials. I love this infomercial because there's no commercials. It's one long fucking commercial. But there's no commercials. They don't interrupt the commercial. Maybe that's what it is. The commercial doesn't get interrupted.
It's the context switching that bothers me.
Okay. I gotcha. It's hard to follow.
I can't go from being engrossed in some crime show that's happening on TV to suddenly, you know, kitchen cleaners and, you know, catheters or something. It's like, it's yes. gonna, I can't make that leap. So
I understand it now, Daniel. I fully understand it.
I'm only allowed to survive as a human adult male in this day and age by the fact that streaming services cut out all commercials. That's the only way I watch things. It's yes. like, if I didn't live in this time, I don't know what I would do, because I just hate commercials that much. It's like, I will pay any amount of money to not watch a commercial.
Nah, you're doing it too. You're paying for streaming services.
And it pisses me off that we pay for Paramount Plus that has no commercials, and we start watching a show and they play a fucking teaser for another show. I'm like, that's a fucking commercial.
Well, that's right. I'm with you, dude. I'm with you.
That's how much I hate commercials.
I should have been a topic on the show.
Well, you know, it's an after show. It's something a little extra for the level 13 folks. Do you think I should occasionally do a geeky gay and just put it on the level 13? Now that I have the elements, now that I have the,
I think you should do a send up.
A send up.
Yeah, do an absolute parody of it, and you, that's where you can talk like this as you
do.
Do
my Adam Burns talk. Hi y'all.
Hi y'all. Mm-hmm. So I was over at my mother's and they had Fox News on, and then my uncle came over and I was giving him head, and they were still watching the Fox News and they didn't notice that he ejaculated in my mouth. And as Kathy said, I'm a people pleaser, so I like to please my uncle.
I mean, he pulled out his penis, and I was just like, you know, I didn't want to upset him. Yeah, I didn't want to upset him, so I went down, and that's just, that's what he did. Yeah, I've never understood the creepy uncle part of that whole thing. That's why we had the creepy uncle lip balm.
Yes, make sure your lips are supple.
Because he's like, I'd like to kiss you or something like that. That was the, it was. Bitch, you got some soft lips.
You got some mighty nice lips.
Some mighty nice
before,
lips.
Before I completely lose my appetite, I'm going to go eat dinner.
Oh, that's right. You're going to go have a meatball sup. All right. Let's do this properly.
I dearly, dearly love you, and I thank you so much for letting me do this with you.
Say goodnight to the chat room, Scott.
Good night, chat room, all you wonderful people, Kathy Marshall, Lamont Cranston, R.T. Cruiser, mwah, mwah, and a mwah.